It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Potato growing clubs became all the rage in the early 20th century as interest in a formal agricultural education grew. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Agricultural work is critical to rural Utah's history, but it wasn't until the Utah State Agricultural College, known as USAC, was established in 1888 that young people had access to a formal education in farming. Getting students interested in husbandry required a little creativity, but Professor James C. Hogginson was up for the challenge. The answer? Potato growing clubs. When Hogginson joined the faculty of USAC in 1907, the college was focused primarily on providing future farmers with college-level education. But in 1912, he was assigned on an outreach program aimed at promoting agricultural and home science education. Working with local school officials, Hogginson visited 58 schools and talked with nearly 7,000 boys. His enthusiasm was contagious. Boys' potato growing clubs sprouted up in counties throughout the state, with roughly 600 members in Cache County and 300 in Box Elder County. Boys also joined programs in Utah and San Pete counties, marking the beginning of Utah's 4-H youth clubs. Goals for the boys in Utah's potato growing clubs were ambitious. Each participant pledged to grow a half acre of potatoes, and members were expected to keep meticulous records of their crops. Students were encouraged to compete for local prizes at county fairs, or even enter the annual state fair. Young farmers were judged on their yields, best 50 pounds and best tubers. Of course, points were deducted for small and unsightly potatoes. Each entry was accompanied by a written paper detailing how their crop had been grown. In 1913, Cache County resident and potato club member, 16-year-old Merle Gilbert Heyer, won first place and $100 at the Utah State Fair. Within just a few years, agricultural clubs expanded beyond potato growing. Under the Extension Division of USAC, clubs expanded to corn, apples, poultry, sugar beets, as well as homemaking activities such as flower gardening and sewing that focused on girls. Club work encouraged education and excitement around agriculture and home economics. The program made meaningful changes to methods of farming, seed selection, crop variety, and record keeping of crops. Today, 4-H clubs have expanded beyond growing potatoes, but they continue to empower young learners through hands-on learning opportunities. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.